I just have a little bit of chills and stuffy nose, a little bit of a cough, but overall, I'm okay. I'm just kind of taking it easy, drinking lots of fluids and getting lots of rest. I'm on the healing, mending end of things, so I'm heading back to work today.
And how do you know you don't have the flu?
Well, a lot of the symptoms are quite similar between the cold and the flu, but the flu really generally is much more severe. You've got body aches, headaches, usually a fever. You just don't feel good at all. And some people even have gastrointestinal signs, some vomiting possibly, but in general, it's like a very, very, very bad cold.
Have you ever had the flu?
Not to my knowledge.
So you haven't experienced that.
No, I've been one of the lucky ones.
Do you get a flu shot every year?
I do. Well, not every year, but as I've gotten older, I've started to get one every year.
For folks I've talked to who have been diagnosed with the flu, they say there's a big difference between having a cold and having the flu, and you don't really know it until you've had the flu and experienced the super cold, so to speak.
I believe that's true because you're certainly hearing of people heading to the emergency rooms and seeking medical attention through their healthcare providers. And, you know, I think a lot of people with a common cold don't tend to do that.
Idaho's flu season started earlier than usual. It's shaping up to be maybe more severe than a regular year we've had. Eight people who've died all over the age of 50. How do you predict this year's flu season will turn out? Or can you predict at this point?
Right. Sadly, we are now up to 9 deaths, all still in individuals over 50. Our heart goes out to the families of individuals that passed away. It's very tragic. The flu season is very difficult to predict. We typically see a peak in activity in February and March. You know, flu seasons can occur prior to the Christmas holiday, but typically they tend to occur after January. So to get to your question, how do I know how the season is going to go? I certainly I don't, and it appears to be on the rise still. We're hearing snippets of reports of activity starting to diminish already on the East Coast, but you know, that can change from week to week. I guess we'll just see when it's all over and look back at the season and see how severe it really was.
How does health and welfare track the flu?
Well, influenza is not an officially reportable condition, and so it's a little tricky to try and get a handle on what's going on out there. We have a small but very helpful group of healthcare providers positioned throughout the state. And all the 7 health district regions, they are private healthcare providers that report weekly on the percent of flu-like illness seen in their patients. So we receive reports and we look at those reports on a weekly basis. We also are made aware of deaths through death records that are received through the Department of Health and Welfare. And in that way, we learn about what is out there, how severe it is. We also respond to outbreaks of influenza in settings like long-term care facilities, nursing homes, or other community settings where it's brought to our attention that a cluster of influenza is going on so that we can investigate and see if there's ways that we can help reduce disease transmission in those settings.